I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. So give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, and this is the interesting bit, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via their live chat function, which is on the site. They'd be more than happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Lauren E. McManus, co-founder at Create and Go. And you're in Buenos Aires, aren't you? Hello. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Andy, so much for having me. I am in Buenos Aires, Argentina right now.
I bet the weather's glorious, isn't it?
You know, it is absolutely perfect. It is 75 degrees and sunny, or about 27 for my Celsius people, including you.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I travel a lot, so I purposely go places that are consistently always 75 and sunny.
I'm intrigued by what you do, because on the show, I don't think... for quite a while we've spoken to anyone that is sort of a traveling blogger. Is probably the best way to describe it. Tell us what you do and tell us how you got started.
Yeah, of course. So the first thing I always say is I'm a traveling blogger, but I'm not a travel blogger.
Yeah.
I don't travel about blogging, but I run 2 blogs with my other co-founder, Alex Nerney. We started our first blog in the health and wellness space, specifically weight loss. He was a personal trainer at the time, and I had just come off of a stint as a hardcore vegan. So we kind of moved from teaching people to do it in person to online. And after turning that blog successful, we started another one teaching people how to do it. How to start their own online business through blogging, how to drive traffic, how to create courses and monetize it. And that's what I run full time now while I'm out traveling the world.
I really want to drill down into how you got started. I'm just intrigued there because you mentioned that your first blog was sort of health and fitness related, specifically weight loss. And then you say you moved on to a different blog. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually still run both of them, though. We started the first one in health and wellness, and we always knew we kind of wanted to do something with marketing. We're both business majors, and but you know, we wanted to figure out how to do it first. So, because my business partner Alex, he sold his first ebook out of college, so he already had some experience with it. But that was kind of what led us down that path to getting started. And we now run both of them. So we started the first one and then we started the second one after we figured out kind of how to do this make money online thing. And we still run both of them today.
Wow. What's the story behind you, dude? Because you say you started off as a CPA, like a tax accountant. So what was the motivation for you to sort of change your direction and go out in a traveling blogging mode?
So I'm very thankful for my business partner for that reason, because when I met Alex, he always had some idea that he wanted to do the internet marketing thing. And I thought he was just absolutely nuts, because as a type A accountant, I was very much climbing the corporate ladder and mostly comfortable with that. Of course, I desired to have more vacation time and be able to increase my income, you know, rather than having to wait for my salary to get increased. But yeah, I thought he was kind of crazy. But so he actually started our first website site, and I just kind of started helping him out with it a little bit. And, you know, while I was doing taxes and auditing, and the more that I started working on it with him, this little side project, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I didn't think that I was a creative person. And when I began to start a little bit of website design, learning WordPress, a little bit of writing and marketing, I just really, really liked it. And so I began just to kind of gravitate towards that. And we actually ended up quit our full-time jobs before we were making a dime. I had just gotten my CPA license, and I quit a couple months later. And we just decided, you know what, we have enough money saved up to do this for about a year. Let's dedicate every hour that we have, rather than our nights and weekends, to growing this online business, and let's give it all. And once we shifted that focus over, it only took us about a month. After that point, we had been working on it for a few months, but after we quit our full-time jobs, we were able to turn a profit pretty quickly, just because of all that time that we started investing in it.
And you describe yourself as a co-working, co-living community. Tell us about that, because I've heard of co-working before, or I've certainly heard of people like the concept of a digital nomad, where you sort of like, because you do your work on a computer, effectively, in theory, you can work from anywhere. And I've heard the idea of traveling while doing that, but this idea of co-living is fascinating. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, of course. It's so fun. It's hard to even describe it. I don't know what my elevator pitch for it is, but
yeah.
I'm currently traveling with it's actually a group called the Wi-Fi Tribe. There's a few other groups out there, but this is kind of the one that I have chosen, and they've become my family over the last 3 years. Actually, I've been doing it on and off. Alex and I used to do it together. We would go out and travel for a month or two, and then we would go back home to kind of build our business for a few months. But I've actually been traveling full time now for 15 months, mostly with the Wi-Fi Tribe. And it's really, every month we go to a new location, usually somewhere that is 75 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi Tribe, the company itself, it's owned by a couple of my friends, and they provide essentially our accommodations and very good Wi-Fi. And each month, a group of 15 to 20 people or so come stay in a new country, and we all live together. We work side by side. So it's just a group of digital nomads, remote workers, freelancers, entrepreneurs. The only requirements really are that you're an awesome person, and that you have some kind of remote job, because it is very work focused. It's like throughout the week, we all generally go to cafes, work at home, network a bit. And then on the weekends, the nights, we explore the cities that we're in. So it's really cool to be able to run my business from around the world. I was in Brazil for a month this past month, and I'm going to be in Chile next month. And I'm in Argentina now. It's really, really awesome.
You sort of already done it, but I was going to ask you to paint a picture of what it's like to work and travel with other entrepreneurs and sort of freelancers and remote workers.
Yeah, for me too, I'm a very big routine person, and to be able to run my business and actually grow it, actively grow it while I travel, it's very important for me to still have my routine where I go. So for me, like an average day, Monday through Friday is I work out at cafes. I often join other friends working out at cafes. We all communicate via Slack when we're out here. And so I work at cafes. I make sure to do my yoga. I make sure I find my healthy food. Sometimes I do things like take Spanish lessons, go out to eat with friends in the evening when I clock off work. And then we often take weekend trips. So out here, we're going to be going to Iguazu Falls. The waterfalls, will be going to Mendoza one weekend as well. So every month, it's kind of about tapping into the local culture by working at cafes, eating out at local restaurants and stuff, but then exploring other parts of the countries on the weekends.
You mentioned that your first business, which was a blog, failed. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So before we started our successful health and wellness blog or weight loss blog, we tried to start another one in health and fitness. And to be honest, it was our first one, and we just didn't know what the heck we were doing. We made a lot of mistakes, and we tried to create a website that we thought that other people would love. It was very focused on us being 25 and young in Dallas at the time, and kind of what we thought that we wanted. And what really ultimately went wrong is that we didn't take the time to build out an audience before we tried to just make money. We didn't know how to make money, and then we thought we'd have some ideas, but we didn't really have an audience yet. We didn't know who we were speaking to. And so our website was really just this vomiting up of ideas that we had with no real direction.
Yeah.
And we ended up just scrapping it. We decided, you know what, let's just start over. And then we started the second one, and we took the steps to drive a lot of traffic first, build an email list, and really communicate with our audience before we ever tried to start actually selling products and making money with it.
Yeah. So moving on to your current successful mode of operation, is it primarily email marketing that you use?
Yes, we sell blogging courses on Create and Go, and we sell a lot of those through email marketing. Email marketing is actually a very big source of revenue in both of our blogs. We sell, we set up email funnels, communicate a lot with our audience, and yes, email marketing is a huge, huge part of what we do.
Do you use social media much, or is it mainly the email marketing?
You know, social media is interesting because people are so obsessed with Instagram, I think, first and foremost these days.
Yeah.
Still Facebook a lot. But what we teach our students is what has actually worked for us. And we started driving traffic through Pinterest. A lot of people don't know that it's an awesome source of traffic, but it kind of depends on what you're doing. We don't really use Instagram because we use it a little bit, and we're starting to use it more because it's a great place to connect with your audience. But we have, so far in the last 3 years of running our businesses, we've focused on driving large amounts of traffic, getting those people to sign up for our email list and selling our courses through email. So for us, search platforms have been far better for that than platforms like Instagram, which are really just better off to kind of connect with your audience. So for us, it's been Pinterest, Google, and YouTube. Those have been great sources of traffic because they're all search engines at heart.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Pinterest, actually, because I think several episodes ago on this show, we were talking to someone about Pinterest. And is it still on the up, do you think? Because I still wonder if a lot of people just don't realize how good it is for sort of getting your message out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's just kind of, we call it the redheaded stepchild of social media. it's a platform that a lot of people don't understand. I definitely think it's still up. It's definitely getting more competitive. They're making a lot of algorithm changes. It's still far, far behind Google and YouTube. So it's a great source of traffic. It's a great source of quick traffic because generally SEO and search traffic takes a lot of time and effort. But also because Pinterest has the visual element to it as well. YouTube also has that, of course, with the videos and thumbnails. But that visual element also allows you to kind of get ahead as if you're able to create very visually stimulating content, kind of like Instagram. You kind of have that extra element as well. So it's a great way for bloggers and other website owners to get traffic very quickly. But the ad platform is not nearly as built out as Facebook or Google or YouTube. So as far as like marketing goes, it's not as easy to scale necessarily. So a lot of big businesses just don't bother with it because it's not really worth their time. But people who are on smaller budgets, smaller website owners and bloggers, it's a really, really great source of traffic.
Yeah. So if you had one sort of tip or a key takeaway for our audience today, Lauren, what would it be?
Definitely to, going back to that big mistake that we made earlier, definitely to build an audience before you do anything. If you're trying to make money online in any sense, your audience is the most important thing. And not just building that audience, but really connecting with them, making sure that, honestly, investing a lot in email marketing, learning email marketing, learning how to speak to your audience, learning who they are. It matters so, so, so much when you're building a business and, of course, creating profit from that business as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Create and Go?
Well, we are at createandgo.com. That's our main website. And we also have a YouTube channel, Create and Go. So those are two great places to find us.
Lauren, thanks so much for coming on. And thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes will be in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so that we know how we're doing. That would be great. Questions and suggestions. Now, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. We also have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Lauren.
Thanks so much for having me, Andy. Bye.
Thanks for coming on, Lauren. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.